Welcome to the Signs of Life gallery tour of the Kansas landscape, Images from Home, featuring photographs by Mark Fiden and Edward C. Robison III. The artists are here today to guide you through the show and tell you some things about the work. Let's begin at the top of the stairs, and this is a photograph called Curtains by Mark Fiden, and this is Mark the artist.
This image was taken several years ago in Thomas County, which is in the far western part of the state, just north of I-70. And I traveled back and forth to Denver for a number of years for work, and I would always try to time my trips so that I would be at a different place in the state at a certain time of day. And this was, like many of the images in the room, serendipitous. I wasn't looking for this at all, and then all of a sudden in the western sky there it was. The sun began to peak just below this overcast and light up everything, you know, right there along that line of power lines running to that silo, or actually I believe it's an oil tank. And it's, you know, kind of a wow moment, and I was there and I got it, and it worked out nicely.
Moving counterclockwise, we come to the first image of Edward Robison's, Cottonwoods and Clouds.
Cottonwoods and Clouds, I was traveling to Colorado with my family and just drove through a very severe storm and came out of the storm, and I saw at the horizon that I thought maybe the sun might come through, and so I was looking for something of interest to stop and take a picture of, and I noticed these cottonwoods on the side of the road, so I pulled off the highway and set up my camera. And typically I use my 4x5 camera, which is a large format camera, and typically it takes about a half an hour to set up and actually make an exposure. And so you got to think ahead. And so I saw that, you know, possibly the sun might come out, but I wasn't sure. And so I went ahead and set up my camera, made the composition, and I waited probably about 20 or 30 minutes, and finally the clouds broke, and behind me the sun came out and hit these trees, and the backdrop was just the storm we had driven through. And couldn't have been more happy.
Continually, we come to the largest print in the show.
This piece is entitled Afterglow, and like the image before, Cottonwoods and Clouds, it is also made with a 4x5 camera. And people always ask how I make a print that large with the clarity that it has, and that's the secret, is the 4x5 camera. It takes a picture on a piece of 4x5-inch film as opposed to like the 35mm, which is only 1 inch by 1.5 inches. So I always tell people kind of the equivalent is if you were to make an 8x10-inch print from 35mm film, the same enlargement from 4x5 film would be about a 40x50-inch print. So the same kind of detail is there. But that's how it's done.
This is an image that people comment.
Willow Reflection is made actually just outside of my house in my backyard. My son and I were going to go sledding, and it just snowed heavy, and we walked past this pond, and I had my camera to actually just my point and shoot to shoot pictures of my son, and I couldn't walk past this without making a picture. So I went ahead and did a panoramic with my point and shoot camera and stitched it all together, and very pleased with the quality of it. I've been photographing this pond and tree for several years now, and so this is probably one of my favorite pictures of it.
Is a favorite that's been around for a little while. I shot it in 99, and it has appeared in print. It was on the cover of a Kansas calendar, and it's been in some other places, but I've never actually made a print of it, an art print, before. I don't think there's a Kansas or a Plains photographer that doesn't want a classic sunflower shot, and when I decided I wanted one, I knew I wanted to do something different. And again, I'm traveling, and this will be true of a lot of the work in this room, traveling across the state on my way to Colorado, and I knew it was sunflower season, and I had tried once before unsuccessfully, and when I began to see this sky forming, I spent probably the next 2 hours, you know, trying to figure out, you know, where I could be, that the clouds were building right and the sunflowers were right, and I camped on this spot and waited for the sun to come down a little lower. It was an overcast day, but I thought it might break through a little bit and light up some of the cloud tops, which it did. This is my images in this room are evenly mixed between digital and film. This is shot on medium format film, and that's why it holds quite a bit of detail. And interesting aside, a client who bought one of these from me called me later and asked, how come the sunflowers are not facing the sun? Mm-hmm. And we learned, doing a little research, that they only do that in the first few months of life. But after they're mature, they always face due east, and you can set your compass by that. And well, there you go, a little bit of semi-useful trivia.
Is it on?
Mm-hmm.
Ocean of Grass is on the pavement trail that goes from the Hollywood Theater in Lawrence to Clinton Lake, and I actually ridden my bike past it one day, and the wind was blowing pretty hard, and you know, it just looked like waves of the ocean. I was like, I didn't have my camera with me, so I decided the next morning I'd go back hoping the wind was there, and it was actually windier the next morning, and I set my camera up, and this is maybe a half second exposure, but the wind is just blowing like crazy, and I like how the still trees really contrast the grass and make it look like it's water and rocks. View east from Ray's Field. I was driving up just a little ways from my house, and there's a nice stand of tall grass that's been planted. And I've always wanted a nice picture of it with some big, big clouds. You know, I've got another picture that's not in the show where it's a foggy day and there's no clouds, but it's a whole different feel to it. So I wanted one with some big clouds, and this day I drove over the hill, there was just these incredible clouds, but they were really kind of moving off fast, and so I quickly shot another panoramic with my digital camera and stitched it together, and I really feel like it captures the mood of the day, just a little bit of wind blowing.
This, just to the left of the doorway here, we've moved over to my image, churning, taken again in Thomas County, and it's not a coincidence. I'm there a lot because you're literally right off I-70, runs right through Thomas County. And it's a favorite shot because I didn't expect this sort of cloud formation, which has been a focus of my work for a long time, and this time of year, because this is the dead of winter, and it was minus 17 degrees or something like that with a wind chill factor, and I will never forget how cold I was shooting this. And I was actually shooting another image that's also in the collection, facing exactly opposite of this. And I turned around and I saw this forming behind me and knew that I wanted to spend some time with it. And like Edward on an earlier shot, this was taken with a relatively small digital camera that I travel with. Sometimes it wasn't really a photography trip. And it's four different shots that have been combined together digitally to make the larger print.
Winter Wind is an image I shot in the Baker Wetlands just south of Lawrence. I've been photographing there for 5 or 6 years, and I think it's a difficult place to photograph. There's a lot of gorgeous stuff, but it's very flat, and if you just pass by, there, you don't really see much there until you really get down into it. And this day I hiked back to this little pond, and wind was blowing really hard, and I'm always trying to capture the spirit of a place, and I really liked how the tops of the cattails were kind of flickering like flames, and so I just tried to capture that feeling when I was there, and I feel like I did pretty well with this image. Bourbon Falls is I'm partial to waterfalls, and I've been photographing for a long time, and I've got tons of images of different waterfalls. Actually, I think I know of more in the state of Kansas than anybody else, and I keep most of them a secret. This one is in Bourbon County, and I went there in, was it 2001, to shoot this picture, and the water was just pouring over the sides, and I went back like 2 months later, and there wasn't any water pouring over the sides, so it really depends upon the season. And a lot of people ask me where it is now, but I went back last year, and there was a bulldozer sitting at the bottom of the waterfall, and the creek had been bulldozed, most of it's gravel now, and I think the falls just doesn't have the look it used to have. I don't know what they're doing with the creek, but it's just, I tell people it's not worth going to anymore. Trailside Color is at the Ernie Miller Nature Park in Olathe. It's pretty easy to get to, and it's the first time I'd ever been there, and I was blown away by the sumac. The color of the sumac was just intense red, and I'd seen sumac other places, but this is the biggest concentration of it, and I think mixed with these, I think they're called goldenrods, was just a wonderful contrast of color, and I actually shot this one on 35mm film, and I wish I would have shot on 4x5 because of the amount of detail, but I still think it comes across pretty well as a big size print.
Foreboding Skies is an image that I shot on film quite some time ago, 01. It was one of those days when I was glad that I had developed the habit of keeping a camera in the car. This is in Johnson County and really well within the city limits. I think it was out as you were approaching somewhere between Kansas City and DeSoto. And you'd look up and just saw that sky forming, and that's the kind of thing that I am really into or was at the time. And I just had to get something out of it, and I was in the right place at the right time and took several exposures and had this one that really worked up nicely. This next image, Pastel Prairie, was shot in Leavenworth County. It's a panoramic, a number of exposures that have been compiled together in digitally. It was one of those days. It was kind of a drizzly rain all afternoon, and just in the tail end of the evening, the sky began to break up, and I knew I went out specifically to find this picture that day, and I did find it, and I've always been real happy with it. There's kind of a hot spot in the middle where the sun is just really hitting that thunderhead in the distance, and for some time that bothered me, and then I realized that it's really kind of a focal point of the image, and it kind of helps bring the whole thing together. Okay, this image, Homestead, people really warm up to and like, and it has a lot of kind of classic big sky, Great Plains photographic elements, the barn and the sun rays and all that. And I would love to tell you that this was, painstakingly made after a week of searching for just the right shot, but it wasn't at all. I had been shooting sunflowers and saw this developing in the sky, and it was really late in the day, and I set up real quickly, and I made the shots, and I really thought I would use them to reference the place so that I could come back to it later. And I got home and I started working with them, and I was able to work it up into an image that I thought was really pleasing and surprising to me in some ways. And that's one of the neat things about photography. Sometimes you're just surprised about what you got in the bag. This next image is Tree and Grass, and it was shot at the Baker Wetlands just south of Lawrence. And I don't know that I have a lot to say about it, except that the color in the grass and the color in the sky and everything. I knew there was something there. I wasn't sure how I was going to get it. And this is one of a series of about five images. This is the one we picked for the book and for the show. But it kind of shows off all the elements of the prairie, in my opinion. Winter Details is one of a series of, I believe it's a series of five. And they weren't in the book, and they weren't supposed to be in the show, but the other four are in the drawer because some people are interested in hanging them all together in a room. This is shot literally out my back door. It is just one of those, a pretty good snow, but a warm day, so it was a real wet, heavy snow, and I just wanted to get out and walk my dog and take my camera. And didn't really see anything I wanted to photograph until I was almost back home, and I looked up. And I saw this, and I just loved it, and I worked on it, and then I had something going, and I worked on four or five other related images.
Autumn Forest is made sort of in my backyard. I'm fortunate to live on the a national landmark, which is considered the western edge of the deciduous forest. And people always ask if I really saw those colors, and incredibly enough, those colors were there. There was a pretty thick fog going back, and it kind of changes the color palette from the front of the frame to the back. And people always ask if I manipulated the print. Really, the only thing I did was I added just a little bit of contrast because the fog was so thick. The black was kind of a gray, and so I just made the blacks black, and that kind of snapped everything and made things fall into space kind of the way I saw it when I was there. But it's one of my favorite images. Oh. Mystic Meadow is made kind of north and east of Lawrence. Mark and I were out at the Henry Fitch Nature Preserve photographing together, and we decided to part our ways, and I pulled over off the side of the road when I saw these trees, and I saw Mark drive on by, and I knew there was something special there, and I was like, I wish he would have came back, but that's okay. But I shot this with a digital camera while my son was sleeping in the car. He'd been hiking with us, and it is about 10 frames stitched together into one full image. And I've been back several times and I've shot similar images, but the cloudiness of this day and the glow on the field is really what I was after.
Chicken Creek Crossing is a stone bridge, and there are a number of them in the state, but few that are in this kind of good condition that's been restored in the southwestern part of Douglas County. And I didn't go out specifically looking for it. I was, it was a day that I knew I wanted to try to make an image, and I didn't know where. And I headed out in the direction I hadn't been before and found this, and was hoping, that the light and everything would come together so that I could make something out of it. And I figured out what I wanted to do here with this light behind the bridge. And I had to act fast, and I really didn't have the lens I needed to get what I wanted in the foreground. So I made it, it's kind of a vertical panorama of sorts. And I used three or four images working down from the top to pull the foreground into the field of view. And, I think it worked out nicely. I just love, that you get kind of pulled into this tunnel under the bridge and it's just glowing on the other side.
The Eagle's Nest is an image I made. I was out photographing with my friend Matt Needham. He had shown me this. The last print in the upstairs gallery office is imaged by myself. It's Ephraim Zinso. It's another one of those waterfalls. Like I said earlier, I'm infatuated with waterfalls, and this one is a waterfall that my brother-in-law's family owns. It's east of Manhattan, and used to go there when I was a kid, and you can drive your truck across, and you can actually park above the waterfall there and swim down this little pool here. And when I got into photography, it was one of the first places I thought of to go photograph, because I'd never seen a bluff like this in Kansas or a waterfall below it. And so I was like, well, I'll go in the fall. I don't know if there's going to be much color. And actually driving there, all the way there, I didn't see any fall color, really. Hmm. And when I spent the night near there and got up the next morning before sunrise and headed out here, and as the sun started to light up the trees, I was just blown away with the color. And this is actually before the sun came up, and it's about a two-minute exposure. So I've got the camera on a tripod, and the shutter's open for 2 minutes. And so, the water's not moving very fast, but those foam swirls after 2 minutes turned into circles, and it's one of my favorite images again.